107.5 WLAK, Amory's Real News and Great Conversation. Here's your daily news roundup.
For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly. A Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources report released this fall predicts the state could end up spending billions of dollars to address PFAS contamination in the water supply. The agency's fiscal estimate predicted the public water systems could spend nearly $13 million each year to reduce the levels of the forever chemicals to meet federal drinking water standards. It also predicted that it would cost around $400 million just to sample 800,000 private wells and another $125 million to replace private wells with excessive PFAS levels. In the 2023-2025 biennial budget, $125 million in funding was set aside to address PFAS contamination, but the Republican-controlled Joint Committee on Finance refused to release that money to the Department of Natural Resources. The holdup on releasing that funding centered on whether landowners would be financially responsible for the cleanup. In the interim, cities like Eau Claire are constructing PFAS filtration facilities with funding from their own budgets as well as from class action settlements with manufacturers of PFAS. Democratic state lawmakers have introduced new legislation aimed at capping how much Wisconsinites spend on their heating and electric bills. The proposed bill would place a cap on residential energy bills at 2% of the household income. It would also direct the Public Service Commission to create a new program aimed at providing households burdened by energy bills with financial relief and automatically enroll those households in the program within 3 years. While Wisconsin's heating moratorium can provide residents with peace of mind knowing the services won't be shut off during the coldest months of the year, those bills still need to be paid eventually. Utility companies are not required to restart service for non-payment when the moratorium begins, so residents who fall too far behind on those bills and can't work out a payment plan later can still find themselves without heat in the winter. Utility companies have also pursued a number of rate hikes over recent years due to increased costs and infrastructure projects. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
A new center in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers play the New York Giants Sunday in the Meadowlands. Elgton Jenkins lost for the season after suffering a fractured bone and ligament damage in his left leg against the Eagles. Sean Ryan will take over at center.
I'll make the most of it. Unfortunately, we play a game with, you know, a pretty high injury rate, so it's always the next guy up. But you know, my number got called, so I got to go out there and perform.
Women's college basketball, Wisconsin with a win at home over Bowling Green, 90-78, the Badgers now 3-1. Men's basketball, Marquette over Little Rock, 89-49. NBA, the Bucks losing in Charlotte, 111-100. Doc Rivers asked, did they find any open shots against the Hornets' defense?
I thought there were opportunities. We just didn't take them. We were settling on the first option the entire night. I can't wait to see our sets, how many one-pass shots that we took tonight. That's just not how we've ever played. But that's how we play tonight.
That's the Bucks, Doc Rivers, with sports on Mike Clemens.
We have a couple of really nice days coming up here today. Mostly sunny. We'll be in the mid-50s here by this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop into the 30s. Tomorrow, another nice sunny day with a light breeze and a high in the upper 50s to low 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Amory News Roundup from WLAK. Find more news anytime at WLAKradio.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.